one of the most important lines I ever read was by John Livingston, where he talked about how there is no surplus in nature. But we always presume that there is some sustained yield that we can take from some place. We can take a sustained yield of X number of fish out of the river and send them to the East Coast, and a sustained yield of passenger pigeons that we could take from the Midwest and ship to New York City. And the problem is that there is no surplus in nature, that every fish that you take from the Columbia is a fish that can't be taken by a bald eagle or by a bear or by the next generation of baby salmon, who much of the food in their stomachs is the previous generation of salmon. That's not to say that humans can't eat salmon out of the stream, but what it is to say is there will be consequences if you remove salmon from the larger community and take them somewhere else. Because if you eat them locally, then you're doing what the bears do, which is you're eating them, you're walking 100 yards into the forest, and you're pooping them. You're moving nutrients. But the nutrients remain in the region. And I was just at a meeting the other day of some local planners, and I was actually very impressed by a question the city attorney asked. So the various people were talking about how it's not legal in this county to remove water from most streams through the summer because this area is extremely dry in the summer and extremely wet in the winter. And so there are many, many streams that have this huge rush of water down to the ocean during the winter, and during the summer a lot of them can be bone dry. And so these people were talking about this in terms of planning for agricultural production and saying how important it is to take water out of the river during the winter and store it in reservoirs and then use it in the summer. And then the city attorney or the county attorney, I couldn't believe a county attorney said this. County attorney said, but if the area evolved with heavy stream flows in the winter and very low stream flows in the summer, don't you think that that water is necessary for the local ecosystems? And it's like, I have never wanted to jump up and give a hug and a kiss to a county attorney before. Anyway, so that was part of the interesting thing, is he got it. He understood that there is no surplus in nature. It's necessary for somebody, even if that somebody just means sending the silt down out into the ocean, which will then help make a beach. And by the way, this is in contrast to almost everybody, including, for example, Donald Trump, who says that any water that reaches the ocean is wasted. So the people on the panel, they both responded, you know, I don't know. We have no idea how much we can take out. 10%, 15%, 25%, 50%. I don't know. And the important thing here is that these people on the panel were more honest than most water managers who can allocate more than 100% of the water in the Colorado River to agriculture. And it's not very often that I do a Resistance Radio interview that I don't air. And I did one a while back that I didn't air. And the reason I didn't air it was I was talking to somebody about a river and how that river is being endangered by a loss, by taking water out of the river, and that river no longer reaches the ocean like the Colorado. And several times through the conversation, the person said one of the most harmful things that ideas of this culture, and the the person kept saying over and over, the problem is that there's not enough, the problem is not that there is not enough water. There is enough water for the farmers and enough water for the fish. And as she's saying this, I kept thinking, then why doesn't the river reach the ocean anymore? And why are the fish going extinct? If there was enough water for everybody, there would be enough water for everybody. But there's not. And this leads to one of the most harmful notions, and this is one of the reasons I hate so many bright greens, and I hate so much of this culture, is there's this notion that we can have it all, that we can have an extractive economy and a world to live on. But you can't. You can't have it all. You have to make choices because there is no surplus. Again, I'm not saying never eat. I'm saying recognize that when you eat a salmon, that is one salmon who cannot be eaten by somebody else. And that is one salmon who won't make it up to spawn. And I'm not saying that every salmon has to make it up to spawn, because that's how the forest evolved, such that some salmon became food for bears, some made it to spawn, some got eaten by ospreys, and that's life. But the point is, you can't continually take until there's nothing left. I mean, that's what we're seeing everywhere, is the effects of believing that there is a surplus of nature and that there is, and that you can have it all. And that is one of the notions killing the planet.